This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Laura.
Thanks for being here. I am Laura with the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast, and I am joined today with Jersey Jimbroni with Refuel Bootcamp Franchise here in Niceville. And I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad you asked me to do this. This is exciting.
Yeah. Well, we are going to just kind of get right into it. And I am going to let you take it away and tell our listeners about your business.
Awesome. Hey, guys, my name is Jersey. I am the owner, founder, and creator of Refuel Bootcamp here in Niceville. And as of last year, currently 1 year ago today, became a franchise. Have been able to sell 5 locations within the first year already all over the country. I am sitting in my corporate office, which is located right here in Niceville at 910 Palm Boulevard, right across the street from the high school. So if you're looking to get in shape, come down to this studio and we'll get you where you need to be.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about your journey. How did you get here? How did it all start for you?
Well, all right, here we go. So I've been in the business since 2008. Started at the very bottom as a fitness counselor and just kind of worked my way through the chains. GM, sales manager, regional VP, training director, trainer, coach. I mean, you name the position, I completely have done it. And I always kept setting goals for myself. But a little bit of background of me and what I've come from and what got me into fitness and this business. I'm an 18-year recovering heroin addict, and I was addicted to drugs from the time I was 17 to the time I was 25 years old. And you name it, locked up in jails and rehabs and eating out of trash cans, living on the streets and so on and so forth. And I decided to change my life. Found the fitness industry and I never looked back. So my goal was to help as many men and women as I can through these four walls. You know, it's more than just pumping iron and lifting weights and having muscles. It's about depression, anxiety, you know, addiction, so on and so forth. And this is the pillar to really helping all of that. You know, by adding fitness, it helps those endorphins and it really changes the mindset. So I set goals for myself from the day that I said I'm never going to go back to using those type of drugs ever again. And I just hit every goal along the way. And I got to a point in the fitness industry saying, you know what? What else can I do after owning? And last year I said, you know what? It's time to help entrepreneurs have their own fitness business. And I target trainers and coaches that have always wanted to own their own studio, but don't have $450,000 to $1 million for these other types of programs out there. You could literally have a studio just like this for right around $50K. And if you follow everything I tell you to do and you follow all of my systems, you have the opportunity to make your money back within the first 6 months. Wow. So that's kind of my journey. I'm also a published author. I published my first book almost 3 years ago. I opened this studio 3 years ago, and then I opened another one in Fort Walton Beach, and I sold that one to a franchisee back in August. And my goal is just to keep helping men and women motivate them. I'm a motivator, and I just love seeing smiling faces and people getting their workout on, because their energy in this room is what feeds my addiction. And when I get messages from clients saying, hey, Jersey, I've had a baby and I've gone through this and I'm losing weight, or I'm feeling better about myself. And I didn't think I can overcome these hurdles, but giving them a place of encouragement is what it's all about. It's about the community. We're all doing the same thing. If you look up at the TVs here, we're all doing burpees and lunges. Every program out there, Orange Theory, F45, Burn Boot, we're all doing the same thing. I truly believe it's the community culture that is created inside these four walls is what makes people keep coming back. And it's been a true blessing. It really has.
Yeah, definitely. Community, you know, drives accountability and all the things that kind of
absolutely.
Yeah,
helped. I mean, you used to work right in these four walls.
So I know.
Test what it's like to actually be in here. So it's not like I'm not talking to somebody who's never done this before. You've been in it. Obviously, where you live, it's inconvenient. I do understand that, but you have done it firsthand.
Yes, absolutely. It's changed a little bit since I was there last, though. Looks a little different inside.
Yep.
Well, thank you for sharing your story. Obviously, you and I know each other, and I know a little bit about your story. I've heard, you know, bits and pieces, but I've never heard you actually just tell it all quite like that. So it's actually good for you.
Yeah.
That's all it's I can even say. Good for you.
It's kind of crazy how it just spins off of my brain. And it's like, for me, it's just so natural. When you're passionate about something, it comes out naturally. And it's something I've talked about over and over and over again, being a mental health advocate. You know, I can't preach enough on mental health, how this is important for your mental health.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're definitely connected. Keep your body moving. It's good for your good all the way around. So
my philosophy in saying is some motion is better than no motion. I'd rather you move than not move.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about maybe anything you think people might misunderstand about a boot camp or about your industry in general, or share with our listeners maybe any misconceptions or anything you might want to clear up.
Well, I'm trying to think. So any misconceptions or so. So when people think of the word boot camp, they think of this big area and a drill sergeant yelling at them. Well, we kind of are yelling at them, but more in a motivational way. And you know, it's motivational, it's coaching. But what I've created is something for everyone. My youngest client is 11. My oldest is 70.
Oh, wow. So we're
all in this room doing the same thing, but everybody is kind of going at their own pace. And that's the conception. And I hear it all the time. Oh, I can't do that. Well, you can do that. You just have to modify. Well, Jersey, I can't do a burpee. Well, yes, you can do a burpee. Instead of going to the ground, you know, you could use a box like this. And, you know, you're here. It's still the same type of movement. We're just doing a little bit different. So that's sometimes the conception when people think, oh, this is so high intensity. It's not really high intensity. It's as intense as you want to make it is how maybe I should put it. But if you're looking to get some exercise, be with some great people, and if keeping it small, this is only 1,000 square feet. So it's personal. It's group training, personal. I'm able to touch, every trainer's able to touch every person in this room. And it's like, and it's so you're, this is the most affordable way of having personal training done in a group atmosphere. A trainer would cost you 3 days a week, probably $360. This you can do for around $129 for unlimited classes, and you come as much as you like. But it's an accountability program. Everything is booked on an app so we know who's coming and who's not coming. And if we don't see you, you're going to get a message.
I probably got a few of those in my time.
Yes, you have.
So tell me, what do you do when you're not working? I know you have a beautiful wife and beautiful family here in Niceville. And we just, Okaloosa County just wrapped up spring break. So what do you and your family like to do when you're not working?
Well, you know, I ain't gonna lie. For the last 14 years in this business, it's been nonstop, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., teaching classes, sales, training this. These past 2 years, and I thought I would be even more crazier with franchising, helping all these other studios, but I have found the balance. And you have to find the balance between this and your family. And I do take time for my wife and the kids. We just got back from Chattanooga, which I've separated myself for an entire week from here. I didn't talk to anybody. We went hiking and we love outdoor stuff. You know, my 14-year-old, she plays volleyball, travel volleyball. My 10-year-old does a lot of paintings and stuff. My wife's a teacher at Blue Water. And we find the separation to still live life. We enjoy our home. And we enjoy just doing things around town and traveling. So this little studio has given us financial freedom, and I'm truly blessed by the man upstairs.
Very nice. You know, you talked about working out and mental, you know, the mental health for the people that come into your studio, but as business owners, sometimes it's hard for us and we have to take that time and reset too. So.
Yeah, I do a lot of golfing on Rocky Bayou, at least 3 days a week. I'm out there.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. I did not know you were a golfer.
I am. I'm up until I sold my first franchise June of last year. I was golfing pretty much every single day at that golf course, and I kind of trimmed it back. So now about 3 days a week, hour and a half, just to clear my mind and be out there. But I do find time. You have to, otherwise – you'll just go stir crazy. So it's important to take time for yourself.
Definitely. So I wanted to kind of ask you, I was going to ask you a little bit, I originally had it on my list to ask you about some hardships or struggles that have gotten you where you are today, but you've kind of already talked about that a little bit. I am going to let you elaborate that on that some if you want to, but also I wanted to kind of switch gears and ask you, maybe some struggles or some things that you've had just in business and kind of how you've overcome them or just what keeps you going every day? Because owning a business is hard. It's hard. I know. So what keeps you going? What keeps you motivated? And then if you want to elaborate a little bit on some of your past struggles and kind of, because you are obviously very self-motivated. You're very driven. So I just want to hear kind of a little bit more about all that.
Yeah, I'm not a perfect saint. I ain't going to lie. I've done stupid things.
Haven't we all?
They've all been a learning experience. I've had bad partners in the past that have completely screwed me over. Not once, but twice and a couple times. You know, my biggest default is I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I'm a very trusting person when it comes to people. People know how to take advantage of me, and they have in the past. And living in this town, you know, there's people that love me, there's people that hate me, there's people in the middle. I'm just being real. I'm one of the most realest people you'll ever meet. I come from the north. I don't sugarcoat nothing. I'll tell you how it is. So I opened my first studio here in 14. It did well until 19. First partner screwed me over on my first studio, brought in some other guys, thought they were the answer to rebrand me, got screwed by them too. And then finally in 2021, I decided to say, you know what? I got to trust myself and to be able to do all of this on my own. So I left the business of fitness for a couple months and I wrote my book, Too Fit to Quit, which is on Amazon. You could buy it. It's about my life and my struggles and what I've been through. And it was one of my biggest goals to write a book and telling people what I've seen, what I've done, how I've gotten back to where I am. And it's really about goal-oriented stuff. And that's what life is about. It's about setting goals for yourself and accomplishing them. And it doesn't have to be big goals. It's like, hey, get an American Express credit card, check. You know, get this done, check. You know, but those are small successes. And that's why I tell people when I coach them or I'm mentoring them, yes, have a big end result, but also have small little milestones on the way because we need those. We need that for ourselves. So I started all this in 2021 with the last $20,000 I had in my bank account. I took a leap of faith And my wife goes, how many more times are you going to keep mowing the grass? Because I didn't want to come back into this business. I saw a sign in the window and everybody followed me over from my old studio, which I knew they would. And this program just kept progressing and progressing and progressing until I finally got the model that was I could replicate over and over and over again, and opened a second studio, and then here we are. But you have to go through, pardon my language, crap to get to the end result. It just makes us stronger and learning, because business is hard. People are hard. And I try to make everybody happy. That's my default. I want to make everybody happy because I'm a people pleaser. I love pleasing, but I get satisfaction of helping people or seeing them smile or whatnot. But you know, at the end of the day, it's just about moving forward. That's all you got to do. We're only on this earth for a very, very short period of time. And life is too precious. We just found out that my mother's dealing with cancer. And yeah, thank you. And you know, it's me and my mom's relationship, and sorry to get off topic, but was never strong. But I believe that, you know, life is too precious. And the last 9 months, my mindset has changed again, where it's like, you just got to brush things off. You can't dwindle in it. You can't change things that you can't control. And I'm kind of a controlling person, and I've learned to let go, and I've learned to let go a lot, especially with this, trusting the right people, the trainers I have in place, my team, and the franchisees are trusting me with you know, their growth as well. So it's just learning how to grow, and that's kind of really it.
Yeah. Keep moving forward. Learn from everything that happens, good or bad.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that. Well, hey, I've been in your studio. I think it's great. Or your gym. I don't know. Studio, gym. But how can listeners find out about Giving It a Try if they're interested, or find out about your franchising?
Yeah, absolutely. All you got to do is go to refuelbootcamp.com. You're going to scroll until you see the Niceville location. It'll have two free classes. You can come out, try two free classes. You click that link. It'll make you create an account, and then you're going to be able to book your first class. And then I'll reach out to you, welcome you into the studio, have a little bit of a 15-minute orientation with me to go over what we do here in this room, cover the TVs behind me, which has all the workouts up on them, the TV over there, which will track all of your heart rate and so on and so forth. But all you got to do is give it a shot. We're here to help everybody and just have fun at the same time.
Two free classes. So there you go. You have nothing to lose. Give it a try. All are welcome.
That's right.
That's what you said. Work at your own pace and modify. That's what I heard.
You got it.
All right. Awesome. Well, again, I appreciate you being here with me on the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. This podcast is for this reason and no other, just to share local businesses, their stories with the local community. So I appreciate you being here with me on a Monday morning, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on here, and everybody of Niceville, keep doing it.
Awesome. Thanks, Jersey.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.